a generic Republican running for the Senate. 7 out of 8 statewide won in Georgia. The only one who didn't was Herschel. A generic Republican would have won.
And if someone believes that Georgia is just Democrats cheating, I need an explanation for why they only cheat in that race and not the other.
Right? Yeah.
You know, they're only picking the race where the Trump-backed guy isn't going to win. And then now, maybe some people believe that, but I would just want to hear the explanation for why they would risk, you know, being caught and risk possible prison time for one race, but not all the others. Because you could make a very clear case. If you lose all the races, it's a Democrat wave, right?
Yep.
But if you're going to rig it and rig it to only lose one of them, that seems very weird, doesn't it? It's a big risk for one race.
And also to win a lot of them not close. I mean, Kemp beat Stacey Abrams, who was a well-funded challenger, by almost 8 points. Look, by the way, this is a great email from Julio.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
He's the VIP. Hi to both of you, and thank you for the show. I was born and raised in Venezuela and came here shortly after Chavez got into power. And you guys are correct when you said socialism destroyed Venezuela. They sell the idea they're fighting for the poor, which is a lie, because there are more poor people and misery in Venezuela than ever before. That must, all caps, never happen with the USA. That's why it's always funny, Buck, when Democrats try to lecture people. Oh, you don't know what socialism really is. Oh, you want to tell Venezuelans? Really? The people who are risking their lives to get here to fight for the freedoms that many of us unfortunately take for granted on a day-to-day basis? No, I think they have a pretty good idea. Same thing for the Cubans, of what socialism can do.
Oh, so I always say this. Some of the people you'll come across who appreciate and love America the most are those who have come here from totalitarian regimes, legally come here as true refugees, which is an important thing and is something that should continue on, not the abuse of this this notion that goes on at our southern border right now, because they understand when things go badly what that really means. They understand if you're in Cambodia or you're in Cuba or you're in Venezuela or you're in the Soviet Union, when the AOCs of the world get their way, everyone's going to have everything and it's going to be great. It's actually horrible, and people end up in camps, and it's awful. So there's that.
A bit of breaking news as we go to finish off today's show. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Mike Pence, according to NBC News, officially announcing June 7th. So we think we're going to add not only Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, but also former Vice President Mike Pence to the race both next week.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot about loyalty in the weeks ahead here, which will be interesting, I think, maybe. Guys, it's going to be quite a primary. We're honored you're spending time with us talking about this and everything else going on in the news. Thank you.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com have helped small businesses with their Employment Retention Credit, or ERC, tax refunds. They've already completed over 17,000 returns for many kinds of businesses, just like yours: construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, and so many more.
Government data experts have estimated 86% of small businesses were likely eligible to receive an ERC tax credit. The challenge is cutting through the red tape to get your money. Innovation Refunds has specialized tax attorneys who are experienced in government application tax returns.
Go to GetRefunds.com to start the process, and in around 10 minutes or less, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid.
Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business too. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com.
Jesse Kelly here. I'm not a financial expert. I'm not a psychic, and I don't pretend to know what the financial markets will do in the future. I do know that putting all your eggs in one basket is not a good financial plan. I look for solid investment opportunities based on a long-term strategy for investment growth and protection against loss. My friends at Oxford Gold Group is who I sent my father to and who I trust for some of that protection. Now is the time to call the Oxford Gold Group and just hear what they have to say. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver with Oxford Gold is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Or you can buy precious metals and keep them in your safe. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own real precious metals just like I do. Call Oxford Gold today and ask about exclusive free bonus opportunities. Call 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With the clock ticking toward a June 5th default deadline, House lawmakers are set to vote tonight on the debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between the House Speaker and the President.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill. This being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Utah Republican Chris Stewart is resigning from his seat in the narrowly divided U.S. House of Representatives. In a statement today, he said he decided to retire due to his wife's health. His resignation gives the Utah governor 7 days to schedule a special election to fill his vacancy. After ballooning for years, CEO pay growth is finally slowing.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run S&P 500 companies rose just 0.9% last year to a median of $14.8 million. That's according to data analyzed for the AP by Equilar. It was the smallest increase since 2015. Still, that's unlikely to silence mounting criticism that CEO pay has become excessively high and the imbalance between company bosses and rank-and-file workers too wide.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The U.S. government's auto safety agency plans to require all new passenger cars and light trucks have life-saving automatic emergency braking and stricter safety standards. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's 12:04 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If the Oakland A's are successful in getting public funding to help build their new stadium on the Las Vegas Strip, the ballpark won't be ready until 2028. The A's first plan hope to play ball in 2027, but switching locations to Tropicana and the Strip has moved the timeline back a year because of the needed demolition of the Tropicana Hotel Casino. Senate Bill 509 is seeking up to $380 million in public funding for the $1.5 billion ballpark. The public money would include $180 million from the state and transferable tax credits. Clark County would throw in $145 million, with $120 million in the form of a bond issue, which would be repaid from a tax district set up around the proposed Tropicana Las Vegas Stadium site. The A Stadium would cover 9 acres of the 35-acre site, on the southeast corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. A new hotel casino would eventually be built after the stadium is completed. If you're looking for a pair of tickets for the Stanley Cup Finals at T-Mobile, get ready to dig deep. 2 tickets to Game 1 Saturday could run you about $1,250. Yeah, we'll have more on this story if you're interested. There are some cheaper options available.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a few incidents on the surface streets right now. Sahara at Valley View, West Cliff at Buffalo, Maryland Parkway at Charleston on the east side, and a little bit of congestion as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl right now. Interstate 515 northbound at Main.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act, to save our country, and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, May 31st, final day of May, on into June. Of course, the kids are home and all of us having so much fun. Have a great summer to look forward to. It is also the final week. The final week of the 82nd Nevada legislature, and they are going right down to the wire. We may end up with a special session. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on with Danielle Gallant, assemblywoman from District 23. But joining me now is Katrin Ivanov, Mrs. Fixit. She's a community organizer and is leading a movement
to fix our country, fix our state. She has been traveling the state over the course of the last six, 8 months, meeting with folks all across the state. Let's see what she's up to. Katrine, always good to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. What is your sense in this final week of the Nevada legislature?
Hi, thanks for having me. To me, the situation is so sad because they're trying to push, if not pull on bad bills, then they're trying to sneak amendments. For example, AB 423 was a really good bill that passed unanimously through Senate, through Assembly. And when it went through the Senate, there was an amendment added in the very last second that there was no public hearings on it, and apparently those are the rules. I don't know how those are rules, but they are. And luckily, Senator Hanson brought this amendment to the front, and this amendment totally changed what this bill was all about. It was aimed at Douglas County because Douglas County School Board is trying to protect girls and to put it in the law that biological boys cannot go in the girls' bathrooms and cannot compete with girls. So this amendment was trying to put that the school board in every county in Nevada would be fined $5,000 a day if they don't abide by this amendment, if they don't allow hormone-raging boys to go in the bathrooms of girls, they will be fined $5,000. And to me, it's also gross overstepping of their allowed rights, because we have school boards and local government for a reason. They're closer to us. That's why we have the different rules, and they're trying to make it that they're trying to tie their hands instead of bringing what the people locally want. They want to control it from one space, from Carson City, which is really not fair. And this is just one example of those things. There's so many bad bills pushing through. It's dizzy. I get dizzy just thinking about it.
Katrine, a lot of people are predicting that in these final days leading up to the gaveling out, that we could end up with legislative gridlock, that nothing may be happening. We may just end up with a long series of vetoes from Governor Lombardo. What is your sense? You have been going back and forth, Las Vegas, Carson City. You've been going to counties across the state. What is your sense of what these final days are going to be like?
I'm thinking they're going to, since we have no majority either in the Assembly or the Senate, I'm predicting that the Democrats are going to try to pass a lot of bad bills. A lot of the bills, for example, AB 357 is sex education at schools that is based on Planned Parenthood's way of educating sex, and other bad bills I have here that I wanted to urge your listeners to contact me and my movement and my volunteers to see what they can help. They can ask the governor to veto Senate Bill 239. This is the assisted suicide bill. It's not a good bill. There is so many not good bills. Senate Bill 172 is violating parental rights. It would lower, not lower, it would give minors the right to give consent, which to me, any adult that can put in one sentence minors and consent in one consecutive form, minor consent, if anybody is adult and agree with minor consent, regardless for what that adult needs, either a doctor or a jail. It's mind-boggling to me that our lawmakers are trying to get consent from minors for sexually transmitted diseases, for vaccines, for hormonal therapies, and they want to circumvent the parental agreement and the parental knowledge. They want to do that without any parental knowledge whatsoever, which I'm baffled. But all over the counties, I've been to several counties already, is the same consensus. And the sad part is that it's not even just Republicans. Democrats have the same feeling. So I went to Carson City last week, and I asked them, I wanted to look them in the eyes and to ask them, how come when 80% of your constituents across the board, Republicans and Democrats, want you to do school choice, want you to do the bill for the voting that the governor proposed, Assembly Bill 405, they are not even listening to that bill. When 80% of the constituents that commented on Nelly's, because this is the place that we can actually comment, I got my information from Nelly's, want that bill to be listened to. They totally ignore it. Then you have the other option that 80% of the constituents of Nevada, both Democrats and Republicans, don't want something to go through, like the assisted suicide bill or some other bills. They don't care. So I went there and asked them, if you're not listening to your constituents, who are you actually listening to? Who are you representing? Because if we look at the facts, they're not representing us. Of course, they didn't answer, but I want to throw the question out there so maybe people can start thinking about it.
Let's hope so. Again, Katrin Ivanoff joining us, Mrs. Fix-It. She's a community organizer and leading a movement to fix our country, to fix our state. I want to ask you specifically what you want people to do. Do you want people in every precinct to be volunteering on every city or county block? What is it you're asking of my listeners?
What I'm finding out is that we need to get organized. The local, the better. So right now, there are several organizations, but I work with one in particular that is trying to get precinct captains. For example, we have 800 precincts in Clark County alone. I'm not talking on Nevada, I'm talking Clark County alone, 800 precincts. So we're trying to get every precinct to have a precinct captain. That precinct captain will have other people to help them, like street captains and things like that. The more local you go, the better it is. We need to figure out a way to get the power from the federal government, from Carson City, and bring it back locally, because every little local community have its own way of doing things, and they like, when you buy a house, you buy in a particular area that you like the rules in that area. So you don't want the federal government coming and changing it on you. They were given particular rights in the Constitution, and they are grossly overstepping them. But until people don't get involved, I understand not everybody can run for an office. It's not for everyone. It's a nasty deal. But people can help other people that they like. And, for example, if they don't have anybody in their district that they like, they can help somebody else's district that they like, because once the people from that district make it to Carson City, the laws they're going to make are going to affect all Nevadans. So you don't have to be confined just in your little area. You can help others as well. And I actually last year got Californians for trying to help Democrats being elected. So I'm making my movement to be national. But, of course, I'm concentrating mainly on Nevada, but I'm trying to spread it to be national so we can kind of help. The rising tide brings those ships up. So that's what I'm trying to create with that movement.
And again, do these people that are going to be coming forward and volunteering, and again, do they need special training? Do they have to have a skill set that's different than what most people have? What is it that you can do for these people to train them up, to coach them up, so to speak?
The main thing they need to do is passion for the Constitution and passion to save this country and bring it back on the right track. That's all they need. The rest we're going to teach them, because I actually, when I talk to them, I ask them how much time they can put in, what are the issues that they care about, because we have issues all over board, from school choice to small businesses to responsible government spending. There's different issues, and everybody wants to help in a different thing, and that's a good thing, because we need help everywhere. And also, for example, I see that a lot of the retired people are mostly volunteering, but some of them have health issues. They can go door knock, especially in Nevada when it's so hot, but they can do phone calls, they can write thank you notes, they can write emails. We have all kinds of levels that we need help. The younger ones, we're going to go, and I don't know why I'm saying we, because I'm 50, but it's better than 70. So there you go. I'm going to go door knocking. And they're even young. I am really trying to reach even younger, the new generation, because when you go to a Republican Party meeting, if you have 20 people that are under the age of 30, that's a record. So we need to reach younger generations to teach them Constitution, Bill of Rights, to teach them what they need to fight for and protect, because we let them slide. We did so many things for them. We tried to baby them, and that's why we're in the situation we are.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the Governor Lombardo priorities. They are not necessarily in this order: physically responsible budgets, school safety, school choice and accountability, government efficiency, crime reduction. Are any of these items going to be addressed by the Democrats who run, you know, both the state Senate and the state Assembly?
I sure hope so. I think they think they're addressing some of them, but honestly, they're making worse situation out of the laws that they're proposing about those things. For example, AB 400 is the governor's school choice bill, which, again, 80%, 70% of Republicans and Democrats agree that we, the parents, want to have a choice where our kids can go to school. It seems like a no-brainer, but the Democrats are holding the bill hostage because they want to push other bad things, and they're doing some... That's what I don't like about politics, about these bad negotiations that they're going to try to push a bunch of bad bills in order to get one good bill there. But this is what we have right now, and that's why people need to get involved. They need to go to my website, mrsfixit.us. There is a volunteer form. When they fill up the volunteer form, me or some other of our amazing volunteers would contact them and see what they're interested, what they can help. Because until all of us collectively start fighting it, the governor can't do it alone. One person can't do it alone. He does need our support. He needs us to email those senators and assembly people and ask them to listen to the views. And quite frankly, when they don't listen to us, guess what? Election is coming next year. Take notes. Take notes who is listening to you and who is not. So when you're voting... And the way I tell everybody, which is really amazing to me, if you don't like what's going on right now, next time you vote and it says incumbent, and I'm talking Republicans and Democrats, if it says incumbent and you're not that familiar with policy and politics, and you don't like the situation the way it is, vote for the new person. Give chance to someone else. But also people can text me at 702-722-7225. And I really hope to wake up more people, not just here in Nevada, all over the country. But of course, I have a tough spot for Nevada. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And by the way, will you give that that text number out again one more time slowly?
Yes. 702-722-7225.